The flooding in South Asia isn't over. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Groups in Bangladesh are reaching out to those who've lost their homes, but they're also looking ahead to what needs to be done in the aftermath. Plus, remember the story we told you about Christians who are meeting in a bar? We've got an update on that story coming up in just a few moments. But first, while the United States begins recovery from two recent hurricanes, Bangladesh is still being flooded by heavy monsoon rains. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Middle of August, one day in particular, nearly the equivalent of a week's worth of monsoon rain, so not just normal rain, but monsoon rain, was dumped across parts of Bangladesh in just a couple of hours. It's not just that there was this monsoon or like a hurricane for a week, but since June, it has been raining. So more than 51,000 people in Bangladesh have had to be relocated to emergency flood shelters.
How long Bangladeshis will need to take refuge in the shelters is unknown. It could be weeks or months before they're able to return home.
They have there the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, and they're saying the flooding in Bangladesh is the most serious it's been in 40 years. 700,000 homes either partially or totally destroyed.
In one of the world's poorest cities, livelihoods have been ruined. About a third to half the Bangladeshis are estimated to work in agriculture. But now with their crops underwater, the country is anticipating food shortages in the future. There's also been rising concern about waterborne disease. So if you would, pray for Bangladesh. Pray wisdom and compassion for believers as they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ during this time. And pray for a quick recovery when the rains finally do stop. Next, when natural disasters strike, there are obstacles that everyone faces, like where to go for safety and how to find clean water. But the deaf community faces additional hurdles that make relief and information hard to access. Jason Soar of Deaf Bible Society explains.
We struggle most of the time with communication. We tend to depend on technology, or if we need to, then paper and pencil. But, you know, the question is with paper, if you can find it and find a dry one, you know, in that situation. So we feel that issue is really preventing a lot of good communication.
The struggle to communicate in disaster situations is a big one. It makes the difference in how easy or hard it is for the deaf to get food, water, safety announcements, shelter, spiritual encouragement, and legal assistance, just to name a few. That's why Deaf Bible Society has set up a GoFundMe to raise support for the needs of the deaf community affected by Hurricane Harvey in Texas. Their funding goal is to raise $20,000, and currently they have about a quarter of that raised. We'll give you the link to help at missionnews.org.
And also pray that people would be touched to donate to that as well, and pray for the deaf community to find groups that they can connect with and they can help them as well with their situation.
And a couple months ago, we told you about Pastor Takahiro Ami in Japan, who held his church services in a bar. Well, Joe Handley with Asian Access has an encouraging update.
So they've now found a new facility. They were able to make a shift from this bar to a new place, and it gives them, you know, more access to reaching out. It's actually in a location that is better situated for all of what they're trying to do.
Ami is part of a group of younger pastors dedicated to growing the church in Japan. Handley's asking that you pray for him as he casts a bold new vision.
They have said, in order to truly impact Japan for Christ, we need a church just like a convenience store, which basically is every corner in Japan. And they've done studies, and there are 55,000 convenience stores in the entire nation. And so now this generation is bold enough with just about 8,000 churches to say, we need to go big and pray for 55,000 churches in the coming years ahead.
Want to hear more about Pastor Ami's story and how God is moving in Japan? Check out the full story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.